Springfield will wait to hold a vote on a casino ballot question until after the state's gaming industry regulators determine if the casino company or companies the city has negotiated a development agreement with qualify for a state license. The pre-screening of potential casino operators in Massachusetts is not expected to be completed before June. City officials had originally hoped to have a casino vote in April. The change in plans was announced in a letter sent today from Springfield's Chief Economic Development Officer to the Chairman of the Massachusetts Gaming Commission, Stephen Crosby.
On the big issue of the incompatibility with our schedule, I think they've had a rethought it and are happy to agree with us to try to match our schedules, which is a very good development.
Gaming commissioners discussed the new development during a meeting Tuesday in Boston. It came a week after commissioners at a meeting in Springfield urged city officials to slow down the local casino selection process.
In credit to Springfield, we asked two things of them. We asked that they slow down the process in order that we could work this out, that they not issue their RFP now almost 2 weeks ago, and they agreed, A, and B, we asked them to change their process to accommodate our schedule, and they did that as well. And that says a lot to me about where they're coming from on this.
Commissioner Gail Cameron also praised Springfield city officials.
And I look at this as a good faith effort, that the officials heard our concerns and heard our ideas where there may be some overlap, and made some good faith efforts here to work collaboratively with us.
Still unresolved is the question of a possible conflict of interest involving the city's casino consultant. The city is employing a Chicago law firm, Shefsky and Froelich, to guide the selection process, to help evaluate proposals and negotiate with casino operators. But the firm is a registered lobbyist in Illinois for MGM Resorts International and Penn National Gaming, two companies proposing casinos in Springfield. An opinion has been sought from the State Ethics Commission. Mayor Dominic Sarno announced a two-phase selection process that was originally scheduled to commence on September 5th. The mayor put the casino competition on hold at the request of the gaming commissioners, who voiced concerns about the city's aggressive timetable. Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy said the city now expects to request initial bids from casino operators later this week.
Yeah, it's slowing it down somewhat. We've got to make sure that that we march in step with them to a certain extent, but it's a reasonable compromise.
Springfield expects to receive as many as four proposals to build a resort casino. MGM has unveiled plans for a project in the south end of downtown. Ameristar Casinos has purchased a former industrial site in East Springfield. Mohegan Sun is pursuing a casino project in Palmer. There will be only one casino license issued in western Massachusetts. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.